Police, senior Google engineer jumped to his death from New York HQ. By Lucas Nolan on May 5, 2023. A senior Google software engineer tragically took his own life late Thursday night, jumping from the 14th floor of the internet giant's New York City headquarters, according to authorities and police sources. The New York Post reports that according to authorities and police sources, a senior Google software engineer tragically committed suicide late Thursday night by jumping from the 14th floor of the company's New York City HQ located in the Chelsea neighborhood. Around 11:30 p.m., a 31-year-old man whose identity is being withheld pending notification of family jumped from the building located at 111 8th Avenue. Police were prompted to respond following numerous 911 calls regarding an unconscious person found on the ground near a building on West 15th Street, across from the 15-story, 2.9 million square foot Art Deco complex. Upon arrival, officers found the man unconscious and immediately rushed him to Bellevue Hospital, where he was unfortunately pronounced dead, a spokesperson for the New York Police Department stated. Investigators found handprints on the ledge of an open-air terrace on the 14th level but no note or footage of the crime. Investigations are still being conducted into the circumstances of the software engineer's death. This tragedy occurred only a few months after the suspected suicide of 33-year-old Google employee Jacob Pratt, who also worked at the company's Manhattan headquarters. On February 16, Pratt appeared to have hanged himself in a Chelsea flat. "Our hearts go out to the families and friends of these talented individuals. We are committed to supporting our employees and providing resources to help them cope with the challenges they may face," a Google spokesperson expressed. "The well-being of our employees is a top priority, and we will continue working to provide a supportive and inclusive work environment." In light of these horrific events, the internet giant is anticipated to reassess its mental health and wellness programs. Breitbart News reported in January that Google laid off its head of mental health and well-being. One particularly affected employee was Kristen Mochko, who had served as director of Google's mental health and well-being team since July 2021. Nearly 15 years into her employment with the company, Mochko called her position a dream job, Mochko stated on her LinkedIn profile. "These last few days, I've experienced a wide range of emotions. I regret having to say goodbye to my many friends and co-workers at Google." Although she did not give an exact figure, Mochko added that many members of Google's mental health and well-being team had also been let go. Google has not yet responded to requests for comment, raising concerns about how much the team has been impacted. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.